When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him.
And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?"
And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men.
But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you."
So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. "He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia." The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord exalts.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live.
And recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has disciplined me severely.
But he has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness.
That I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us.
Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you.
You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The Holy Gospel is from St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I read from John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. More than a billion people in our communities, nation, and countries around the world are shut in our houses. At the time of writing this devotion, the coronavirus has infected more than 1.5 million people and killed almost 90,000. And we know the numbers are higher and will be higher. In some areas, doctors and nurses are overwhelmed with patients. Governments around the world fear that the infection could spread too fast. Medical care systems could be overwhelmed, and even more people could die. People around the world are ordered to stay in their homes to try to slow the spread of the disease. Death is real. Often people try to pretend they are not worried about death, that it is far away from their lives. But death is always near. Death and illness are real. Governments around the world have changed the ways their citizens are living, have changed their economies, have changed laws, all to try to slow down illness and death. The disciples of Jesus were afraid. They saw Jesus killed on a cross. They knew they could face death next from the leaders who had killed Jesus. Would they also die now? They were afraid, and they were locked inside a room to hide. In the very midst of being afraid of death, locked in a room, Jesus appeared to them all and said, "Peace be with you." But they had seen Jesus nailed to the cross. They had seen a spear thrust into Jesus' body. Was this the same Jesus they knew? How could he be here now with them? Yes, this was the same Jesus. He had the nail and spear marks. He was not dead, but alive. Jesus had overcome death itself. Jesus forgave all sin on the cross. Jesus overcame all evil powers that wanted him dead forever. Jesus overcame death itself and lives. Jesus wanted his disciples to know this and believe it. Even in the midst of fears and threats of death, Jesus wanted them to have his peace. Fear of death is not pointless because death is real. The resurrection of Jesus Christ shows us that God does not want to abandon us to fear and death. He wants us to be at peace, for he is with us. Evil and death do not have the final word. Jesus does. In John chapter 11, it is recorded, Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes even I am afraid of death, and the whole world is afraid of the pandemic now. I ask you to give me your peace, and I ask for your healing, and help me to share this with others as well. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We pray. O risen Savior, set free our tongues to confess your resurrection before a world still captive to sin and death. Give us courage to go to every place and to speak in every language the salvation won for us upon the cross, and the hope granted to us of life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, make us to burn with the fire of your love, that we may love you above all things and love our neighbors as ourselves. Deliver us from fear and relieve the anxiety of our hearts, that we may live out fully the hope planted within us and the new lives we received in the waters of our baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of our President, our Governor, the Congress of the United States, and all state and local elected officials. Guide them according to your word, that their labors for our nation's health and welfare may not be in vain, nor forgetful of the vulnerable, aging, and unemployed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, protect, strengthen, and give wisdom to all our fellow citizens whom you have given us to take care of us, especially in this time of pandemic with increased risk and extra responsibilities. We bring before you nurses, doctors, all staff of hospitals and clinics, emergency medical teams, medical researchers, firefighters, law enforcement, health department workers, food producers and retail workers, transportation workers, counselors, teachers, and all utility workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, across our nation, so many are imprisoned. Bless all prison workers that they may be humane and serve with integrity. At this time of pandemic, bring healing and health. Bless those incarcerated with hope for the future and amendment of life, and bless their families who love them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of those who cry to you in any need, especially the sick, the suffering, the disabled, the wounded in spirit, those who suffer mental illness, and those in their last days on earth. Especially we remember Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Sandy, Diane, Henry, Lincoln, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Bryston, Kathy, Carlin, Mark, Dan, Kathy, Shirley, David, Zach, Wendy, the family of James, the daughter of Julie, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin. Give them grace according to their need, and sustain them in their afflictions to the days when their sufferings will be exchanged for glory in the life to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, open the hearts of all who commune this day, that we may receive to our benefit your body and blood in this sacrament. Give comfort and certainty for those who long for your supper and believe your Son's holy testament, but cannot commune today, that they may know that they have what Christ says, forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All praise to you, dear Father in heaven, For you have opened up to us the way to eternal life in the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in that same faith and embolden us by your resurrection to be fearless in the face of disease, chaos, loneliness, and every sorrow of this world. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our resurrected Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.